This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills, overlook beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our guests. And well, tonight our guest is William Lewis. And William's a film producer. I first became aware of his work when I saw Davon Kleiss in a Plain Sight video, a powerful video. In fact, we move an awful lot of those videos. And then Beyond Treason, the story of depleted uranium that Joyce Reilly had put out. And now, Under Siege, the story of what's going on in America today. A very, very powerful DVD that has interviews with many of the people you know, Charlotte Isabey, Jim Mars, Derry Brownfield. I'm even in that, certainly General Stubblefield and Rita Lebo and Joyce Reilly and Davon Kleiss, and trying to weave together an understanding of what's really going on today. America is changing. There are powerful forces at work within our society. We elect Republicans so that they'll put people in the Supreme Court who will uphold Christian values, and yet just today we find out that there was a nativity scene, I believe it was in Boston, somewhere in the East, and the appeals court found that it was unconstitutional to have an appeals court, a nativity scene in a school, despite the fact that they held it was all right to have a Jewish menorah and other Jewish displays for their holy days and Muslim displays for their holy days. But of course it's not all right to have a nativity scene to celebrate Christmas holiday. And of course the Supreme Court, appointed by the current administration, refused to review the case. In other words, let the appeals court decision, anti-Christian decision, stand. And the question is, why are these things happening? I mean, why are we at war in the Middle East? Why are people beginning to lose confidence in our way of life? Why is it that we elect people to Congress and then nothing changes and we change parties and still nothing happens? We always seem to be moving away from freedom towards ever more government control over our lives. Well, I think William really tries to crystallize and help you understand what's really going on. William Lewis, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Chris, what motivated you to put together this latest DVD, Under Siege?
It's many years in the making. It probably started, we started thinking about doing it about 7 years ago, and then I tried to get together all the people. It was just impossible to get together, Jim and Sherry and Joan and Joyce and everybody all at the same time, so we kind of had to, start filming who we could get on camera at the time, and, the idea was to show everybody how all of these, how is the United Nations and the plans that have been laid out for world government, how are they interconnected with the United States and the programs that we have going on here, Echelon, and some of the programs that we have to spy upon the American people thanks to the Patriot Act. And, these are the kind of things that we try to point out. It's all about spying, tracking, and control of the American public. And many people just simply don't understand the level of control that's going on in this country. And if they did, I'm sure they'd have a few choice words to say about it.
And we really don't understand that we're moving towards a dictatorship. It was planned long before the war on terrorism came about, but of course they're using this so-called war on terrorism to justify even more controls over our lives, and reading our emails and faxes, which they were doing long before 9-1-1 under the so-called Project Echelon. Pick up the story there.
Well, I think you probably are a little bit better equipped to explain Echelon to most people than I am. I mean, it's my job to go out and interview people who are experts in these particular areas. And you happen to be an expert in several of these areas that we wanted to talk about. You know, the Brotherhood of Darkness, I think, is an excellent book that really tries to, again, you know, you're heading in that same direction, trying to tie up the loose ends for people and make them understand how all of these government entities are connected to each other and how they are designed and deliberately so to manipulate and control your lives.
Amen to that. Well, I think for our listeners out there who don't know what Project Echelon is, it was a program that was coordinated by the NSA, the National Security Agency, also known as no such agency, NSA, which is far more secret than the CIA and far more powerful and far larger and far better financed. And the NSA, of course, is the chief coordinating organization for intelligence in the United States. And using the miracle of computers, and they were able actually to intercept every telephone call in the world, for all intents and purposes. And of course, many of them were in foreign languages, so they simply had the computers translate them. They looked for certain cool keywords, and if they found anything there was suspicious, why, they were turned over to human intelligence. And NSA, we don't know how many people they employ, but probably over 100,000. Why, then they would, of course, pick out which of the conversations were important. They could do the same thing with the emails. They could do the same thing with the faxes. But it was all illegal. In other words, there are laws against tapping telephones without a warrant and reading emails and reading faxes without a warrant. So they got the British to do it in the United States, and we did it in Great Britain. Because we gave the British the facilities, we did everything except, of course, supposedly the British were doing it in America, we were doing it in Great Britain and Europe, and everybody in the world knows about Project Echelon except the American people. Because America is the key to everything going on. And they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world dictatorship. Go right ahead, William.
Well, I was just going to point out that most people don't understand these computers that they use are, you know, these things are supercomputers designed to be able to calculate and process literally trillions of calculations per second, all right? You know, it doesn't take too many of these computers connected to each other to be able
hold
to track.
Hold that thought for just a moment here as we bring the other stations back on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we were simply talking about Echelon, the project of the National Security Agency, by which for at least 20 to 25 years they've been actually listening to all of our telephone calls and reading all of our faxes and emails. And of course the NSA probably has well over 100,000 people working for it. It's all classified, it's all secret, and nobody's supposed to talk about it because NSA, some people think it stands for National Security Agency, but it really stands for No Such Agency. And, of course, they have been violating the law, but now that we have a war on terrorism, suddenly they justify it in the fact that, well, we've got to check everybody's emails because you might be a terrorist. What it's really all about is the dictatorship in America. They know that. We carry a wonderful book called NSA, Big Brother's Watching You, detail the history of this organization. You can verify much of what I've told you up on the Internet. But, of course, the average American is never allowed to know. Because the same people control the NSA, who control the media and the major media in the United States, and control largely what the American people think. Well, William, go ahead and tell us more about your video, Under Siege.
Well, it is basically a blueprint, and what I'm trying to do is connect the dots for people. You know, we take several issues that are out there. The USA Patriot Act, for one, and the usurpation and the, you know, the loss of civil liberties that we experienced as a result of that bill passing, and we try to tie it into current events and this world dictatorship that's been put together, you know, for 40 or 50 years now under the United Nations. Just kind of slipped under the radar because everyone said, "Well, what's wrong with the United Nations? There's, you know, all they want to do is bring people around the table and let people talk so that there's no more wars, and so that we don't have any more misunderstandings, and this is how you prevent war. Well, that's great. It does, I suppose, serve that purpose, but the problem is that we have, I think we've given a little bit too much power to the United Nations, and the United States has decided that, you know, it pretty much owns the United Nations. We're going to do what we want to, and I think they have, you know, corrupted that whole process, that whole system.
Well, let me just interrupt, Bill, because I've been studying this for a long time. There is a small group of men who really want to do away with war. But how are you going to be able to create a situation where you're going to be able to do away with war? Why you launch wars, and out of the chaos and destruction and horror of war, why you come up then with, say, we've got to have a world government? And so it is the very people who have actually been pushing the world government, who've been creating the wars, certainly the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, the Korean War, the Vietnam War. And these people are in total control. It's the old idea of a book written by Harry Elmer Barnes. You wage perpetual wars to bring about perpetual peace. But their real goal is a world dictatorship under their control. And we're moving very rapidly towards the fulfillment of that dream today. So go right ahead, Bill.
Well, I think what you're talking about is problem, reaction, and solution.
Right.
This is not uncommon for... throughout the ages, for the kings and the queens and people in those positions to be able to do things like this. They present you with a problem, they present you with a solution, because they anticipate your reaction. All right, so problem, give them, wait for the reaction, give them the solution, everybody buys it, wants to do it. September the 11th, perfect example. No one in their right mind would have passed the USA Patriot Act if they had read the bill. It's just as simple as that. And because they were under pressure, because there was fear of anthrax and terrorists, every other word out of the Bush administration's mouth at the time was terrorist this, elevated levels of alert, and they were capitalizing on the fear of the American public. And they got away with it. And they're still getting away with it, to be quite honest. People simply do not understand that a black helicopter can show up at your house at 3 o'clock in the morning and drag you off to Guantanamo Bay, and those people don't have to tell your loved ones where you are, why you're there. You don't have to have access to an attorney. You don't have to have that one phone call that you hear about all the time. I mean, you are literally in limbo, and they can do with you what you want. That is scary, that our government has that much power that they can do that to American citizens.
And, of course, they claim that these laws would never be used against American citizens, yet they got away with using it against Padilla and kept him in solitary confinement for 3 years with no access to the courts on charges that they lied about. In fact, they kept saying he was going to build a dirty bomb, but when they finally were forced by the Supreme Court to actually bring charges, they didn't even mention the dirty bomb. And then it turned the whole thing, what the real story of Padilla was. He was approached by the government. They wanted him to infiltrate the Muslim movement. When he refused to, they, of course, made up the charges, they put him in prison, and they have been holding him ever since then. And he is an American citizen. He may not be a very nice American citizen. He may have had a criminal past. But if they can get away with him, they can get away with anybody. And don't think for 1 minute they don't know that the American people, most of them, will sit back and say, well, if the government came after that guy, he really had to be a bad guy.
Well, you were pointing out what it's illegal for the United States government to do, and I'm simply pointing out that I don't know that they understand it's illegal. You know, otherwise, they would never have, the Bush administration would never have been allowed to tap phones of American citizens just because they were simply a member of a peace organization, or they simply had views that opposed the Bush administration. And that's the problem with those types of powers, and that's the problem with giving them to governments, is they abuse the power. Sure, it's probably going to be useful and beneficial right there in the beginning and stages of these programs, but as time goes on, they abuse that program. They abuse it. They use it against their political enemies. This is just history. This is the way it works.
And with Project Echelon, they were actually listening to the conversations of the major corporations overseas. They were bidding various jobs against American corporations. And, of course, that gave our corporations a great advantage because we knew what the bids were on the other side. They knew everything that was happening. They tapped literally every telephone call in the world. And most people have never even heard of Project Echelon. E-S-C-H-E-L-O-N. Look it up on the internet. Realize what's going on. And ask yourself if this is really true. Why have I never heard of it before? Go right ahead.
Well, you never heard of it before because the powers that are in charge right now simply don't want you to be aware of
right.
it. And I mean, this is just one topic of literally dozens that we try to kind of interweave and bring, some clarity here. Jim Mars, for instance, I think he has some pretty good examples of comparisons between the United States and Nazi Germany and the way they used terror in Nazi Germany and the burning of the Reichstag to, literally take away people's guns, which they haven't done here yet, but it's coming, I'm sure. Then, of course, the national ID card, which they did in Nazi Germany, and they've already got the blueprint for it. It's coming. It's on its way. That's nothing more than... I can't believe the American people can't see that for what that is. You know, if you're going to be moving from one state to the next, I mean, and I'm not talking about moving there, I mean just traveling. If you're traveling, you're literally going to have to present this card between borders. How is that free? How is that protecting your freedoms? That's protecting my freedoms. That's asking me for my papers. That's Nazi Germany. That's not where I want to be. This is, this is not the country that I grew up in. I don't think anybody can recognize this country anymore.
But of course, the thing is that they justify these ID cards, and of course, what they want to do is have our driver's license to become our ID card, and then of course, it will have all sorts of little computer chips in it, and they will have them all tied together in a national bank. What they really want, of course, is to control everybody. To know where they are, to know what they're doing, and to be able to target anybody they want to. And if you don't think that they really are collecting databases on every American citizen, I had somebody write to me this last week telling about the census form that they had received. The census taker came out to the house, special census, you have to fill this out. What's your religion? I mean, how much money do you make? What time do you go to work in the morning? What time do you get home at night? And see, why do you want to know what time I go to work in the morning? Well, you have to give us that information. Ladies and gentlemen, under the Patriot Act, they can come into your home without a warrant and search your home and not even tell you. And they want that on a government form, and they tell you, oh, it's secure. And yet they're always losing those laptop computers with all that information in it. Oh, shucks, we just made another mistake. There are people who want a dictatorship because... power corrupts absolutely, and absolute power corrupts absolutely everyone. So go right ahead.
yeah, absolutely true. I'm not sure where we were going with that.
Well, you're basically talking about how this America is not the America that we knew. America is changing. And the average American believes that, of course, it's changing because of the threat of Osama bin Laden, who we've just never tried to catch. But, of course, he's the boogeyman, and to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden, we've got to take the freedom away from the American people.
Absolutely, and I think that we haven't really gotten around to talking about where that actually starts. And I think most people will agree that beginning in elementary school, this is where they begin to indoctrinate people and move them into the frame of thinking that they want to put them in, which is... one of it's a place where I didn't think this country would ever go. And I hear your music coming up there.
Well, it's going there, and it's going there very, very rapidly. If there were really a threat of terrorism, they would immediately seal our southern border after the attack. They did not. If there was an immediate, really an attack of terrorism, every one of our planes would have air marshals on it. Probably less than 10% do, although we can't tell you how many air marshals there are, because we wouldn't want Osama bin Laden there over there in the cave to find out what percentage of our planes had air marshals on them. William, go ahead and pick up the story.
Are we still on the air?
We are still on the air, right?
Okay. Well, this is odd. I'm sorry.
You just follow along, and I'll my job is to keep the program going. Your job is to go ahead and tell us more about your amazing DVD, Under Siege.
Well, I guess we could move into one of the other areas that we really try to tie together, and that is media manipulation and flat-out manipulation of the American people through that medium. It's probably best left in the hands of people like Dave Von Kleist and Jim Mars and yourself to talk about these topics. But I think Dave makes some really good points, and that is that, you know, through the lack of reporting in the mainstream media, it's the same as lying. In other words, if you don't get all of the facts, if you're constantly being bombarded with other news that has nothing to do with what today's current events actually were, then you have no way of being able to fully understand. When Clinton was in office, I think the biggest thing was his impeachment, and that was simply a cover for the fact that there was missile technology being sold to China. I don't think many people look back and remember it that way, but when we see terror alerts now, we got to ask ourselves, okay, what's really going on? And I think a lot of the times we're simply being manipulated because they've got to keep that facade up. And I don't see how they can do it for much longer, to be quite honest with you. I mean, we're going on doing this now since 2001. When Bush leaves office and we get somebody else in there, I'm not sure how they're going to be able to keep up this program of keeping the American public scared, frightened, and running.
Well, of course, the thing is they control both political parties, and so we were usually, replaced Tweedledum with Tweedledee. In fact, Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, said, what we need are two political parties, and so that we can throw the rascals out every 4 years, but nothing really changes. And that's really what it's all about. If you haven't read his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, Professor Quigley's book, that's on pages 1247 and 1248, where he talks about we need two political parties that appear to be different, but in the very heart of the matter, they're exactly the same. And if you think that the Democrats are going to get the United States out of Iraq or prevent a military strike on Iran, I think you're sadly mistaken. Go right ahead.
Well, absolutely. I'm not necessarily going to comment on that, but there is a push in this country, and every time we have a Republican Congress in there, there's a push to get the Democrats in, just like we had this last time. And I don't think people realize that they're being lied to, that no matter which political party you get in there, they don't represent me. I don't know if they represent you, but they certainly don't represent me. And, what I'm looking for is hopefully a third-party candidate that could do something that the Democrats and Republicans can't, which is represent the American people and the will of the American people. I know that you and I have had discussions on this before. I don't think we're necessarily on the same page, but...
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with William Lewis. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is William Lewis. We're talking about his DVD, Under Siege, and incidentally, we do carry the DVD. We think it's excellent. And talking about the attack on the very infrastructure of America and of the beliefs of our people and the coming crisis that we're going to be facing in the very near future. So go right ahead, William.
Sure. I think one thing that we didn't really get into a big discussion of was September the 11th and how that's really affected the mindset of the American public. Most people are completely willing to give in to some of these new laws that we have under the Patriot Act, give up some of their freedoms in order to secure some safety. And I think everyone is aware that in this particular country, we've had very insightful men who put together our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. I believe Benjamin Franklin, one of them, who said that you know, those who give up their peace, or those who you know this one, don't you?
Yeah, those who are willing to give any part of their individual liberty for security are entitled to neither liberty or security, and will surely lose both.
That's the one. And I think if we look at that example, many of the American public just simply don't understand why it's important that their phone calls not be recorded, or why it's important that someone can't break into your home while you're not there and rifle through your things because you might be a terrorist. And that is literally a part of the USA Patriot Act, where they can come into your home, the FBI or whoever needs to do this. They don't have to have a warrant. They don't have to have probable cause. All they have to have is their own suspicion. And in this country, we know how that's abused. This is why the Founding Fathers saw fit to put these safeguards in place in the first place, so that a judge would have to make the determination if there was probable cause to go into that home and do a search. Me personally, I don't know that I have anything here in my possession that I wouldn't want anyone to see, but it's the principle of the matter. This is not the United States of America that I grew up in, when someone can come into my home when I'm not here and, unbeknownst to me, go through all of my stuff and just pry into my personal life. That's not freedom. That's not protecting my freedom either. I don't know how you feel about that, but I can pretty much guess that if the American public were to become aware of this, that there would be a reaction.
Well, I would hope there would be. The difficulty is, a lot of people say, well, look, I have nothing to hide. I'm an honest man. They don't understand that in a tyrannical state, they very often don't go after people who've committed crimes. They go after, well, in Russia they saw it, they went after members of the Communist Party who were loyal to the state because they wanted to create terror in the hearts of the people. This is how you maintain a dictatorship. If you only go after the guilty, you don't frighten the people, but you want to terrorize the people, and that's how you can control them. And people say it could never happen here, and I would ask, why couldn't it happen here? It is happening here. And if you look back on what happened on September 11th, and you ask yourself, why did Building 7 come down? How could it be that two of the passports of those wicked terrorists survived? And how is it that they were suppressed, the fact that on the morning of 9/11 there were military exercises that simulated hijacking of planes and crashing them into buildings, and that fact was suppressed from the American people, that 1,100 bodies have never been found who were in the Twin Towers, and were they crushed when the building collapsed, or were they vaporized when the building exploded? And there's so many questions about 911, and there were over 1,100 testimonies taken by the 911 Commission in secret that were sealed for 50 years because we don't want Osama bin Laden to learn about them. The American people have been lied to at every turn. Why we went to war in Afghanistan, why we went to war in Iraq, and what the future holds for America. And I think people have to understand that this is how freedom is lost. And all we need to do is read the history of what happened in ancient Greece and ancient Rome, and what has happened time and time again down throughout the centuries, when wars have been used to take away the freedom of the people, and those who do not object, of course, are immediately branded enemies of the state. And believe me, they're collecting dossiers on every American citizen today. And that's, of course, why they're monitoring your credit cards and everything you buy on credit cards. Noted every telephone call. Watch the detective stories. And they want to find out what phones you called. They simply get the records of every phone call you made and to who and what time it was. And that's why they're putting up the videos. That's why your cell phone can listen to you, even when you're not talking on it. Well, this is Dr. Stan William. Let's go right ahead with the story.
Well, I guess what this basically boils down to is the spying and tracking and control of the American public. We talked a little bit about the USA Patriot Act and how we've lost several of the amendments to our Constitution as a result of that. But getting into, back into some of these things that we talked about in the video with Charlotte Isaby, for instance, she is an ex-Reagan administration appointee. She was in the Department of Education, and I believe she was their senior policy advisor. And she wrote a book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And she really came out very strong against the fact that we were treating kids in school and teaching training the teachers to be psychiatrists rather than to actually teach the kids the subjects that they were there for in the first place. I think that she's got some really good points for wanting to revamp that entire education system, and it's a good reason for a lot of Americans these days why they pull their kids out of public school and either put them in private school or homeschool their children. I know that my wife and myself homeschool our kids simply because we don't want them exposed to this atheistic socialistic system that is in place. And I know that probably a very large percentage of your audience feels the same way, that it's important to re-educate our children. Anyway, moving on to some of the other things that that we have in there, there's obviously an extensive piece with Joyce Riley, who I believe may be on some of the same radio networks that you're on. And her main topic, I think, of interest is probably COINTELPRO. She likes to hold her documents and show you what she's discovered. Joyce is an amazing woman who really draws her power from the fact that she's researched these topics.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is William Lewis, who's put together a great DVD. It's called Under Siege. And, of course, he interviews Joan Vian and Charlotte Isabey and Rita Lapo and Joyce Riley. He interviews me and Jim Mars, and certainly there's Terry Brownfield and Dave Van Kleist, and who are a few of the others that you interview?
Well, we've got General Albert Stubblebine, right, for one. Now, that he's a two-star general in the U.S. Army. He is retired, but during his 30-year service, he was tasked with taking the infrastructure of the four branches of the military and combining that intelligence into a central unit so that they could communicate with each other. And, I think that was one of the excuses that they used on September the 11th, why we were so vulnerable and why the terrorists were able to do such extensive damage, is because our intelligence community, they couldn't communicate with each other. Well, I think that's a lie. and General Stubblebine, he was the one who actually designed that system, so he's very familiar with it, and he doesn't buy that story either. In fact, he flat comes out and says that some of the pictures that were taken by FEMA experts at the Pentagon on September 11th show a 16-foot hole, and we ask him to please take a look at these photographs. This is one of the things that you did when you were in the Army, so hey, could you take a look at these for us and tell us what you think? And he just flat comes out with some comments that blow everybody's mind, and that is that there's no way a a 757 could possibly have caused the damage that we're looking at in these pictures. Everyone looks at the Pentagon and they see that big 75-foot hole that's there, and they don't understand that that didn't even happen until 30 minutes after the attack. You know, that giant collapse, that structural collapse that you're looking at, is not the result of an airplane hitting that building. That's what happened afterwards. All right, the airplane that struck that building created a 16-foot hole. It didn't leave any wreckage on the front of that building. It didn't seem to hurt the lawn. Anyone who's looked at photographs of airplane crashes knows what they look like, and it just didn't look like that at the Pentagon. We had reporters making those types of comments, and witnesses, eyewitnesses were saying, it looked really more like a commuter plane to me. We had other experts coming out at the time saying, bunker buster or a missile or, all sorts of things. And I'm not the expert. They are the military experts. They're ex-military, so if anyone should know, it would probably be someone like General Albert Stubblebine.
And really, actually hearing his remarks on what happened to the Pentagon is worth the price of the entire video under siege. Well, before we go on, I want you to get out your web page and how people can get in touch with you if they'd like to. We do carry at least 3 of your videos to our ministry, but how can people get in touch with you, and what do you have on your web page that they might be interested in?
Well, I have to tell you, what I would recommend people do is go to takebackwashington.com. That really kind of sums it up for me. I put out videos on September the 11th and the Beyond Treason on depleted uranium and chemical exposures in Iraq, and now we've done the Under Siege, trying to expose the, for lack of a better term, the New World Order. And what our main focus here is taking back Washington. Our main focus is getting people to understand that we're not in control of Washington anymore, and until we are, it's not our country. We have articles and things of that nature up there where people can go and educate themselves on that particular topic.
All right, fine. Well, we do carry all 3 of those videos. We think they're excellent. I mean, I don't know which one I like the best, certainly. In Plain Sight, one that goes beyond treason, one of the most powerful presentations of the depleted uranium, and if you get the DVD, well, you get along with that without additional charge. A CD, which, of course, gives you literally hundreds of pages of government documents for the fact that they know that they're poisoning our men with depleted uranium, which is a byproduct of the use of bullets and bombs and artillery shells and all sorts of shells that are made of depleted uranium, and, of course, contaminating Iraq for thousands of years from now. So,
well, literally 4.5 billion years, actually, according to their own research.
Right.
And keep in mind too that that extra disc that comes with Beyond Treason, that disc took Joyce about, I would say, 12 years to collect all the documentation, and it took me well over a year just to put it together. I mean, it is a massive amount of information, literally thousands of pages of Freedom of Information Act documents that you can't get anywhere else. I mean, you would have to go through the same process that we went through applying for it and, waiting for it. And that's it really is beneficial, I think, for a lot of people to be able to have that disc in their hands. And when someone brings up an argument and they want to argue a point that we make in the documentary, well, here's the proof. We actually have the proof and the documentation that goes along with the documentary. And I don't think a lot of people putting out these types of products, these types of exposés, really go that extra step and, give people the information directly from those government sources.
And I think that's really so important, and it is included, yes, certainly when you get Beyond Treason. They know that they're poisoning our young men, and they're doing it anyway. That's why, at least 30% of the veterans of the first Gulf War are ill today. Over 80,000 of the 695,000 we said are dead. And if you want to verify that, we'll be glad to send you the pages from the Veterans Department, Department of Veterans Affairs, own website. And if you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927, we'll send that to you. Or you can, of course, request it if you get one of these DVDs we're talking about this evening. Under any circumstances, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question for William about the things we're talking about. But his Beyond Treason DVD is a powerful, powerful presentation, although all three of them are powerful. Certainly, In Plain Sight, Under Siege, and Beyond Treason. We recommend all of them. We carry all of them. And we carry them because we think you need to have the information to get to others. So, certainly, you had Joan Beyond there. Come on, one of my favorite guests. What did Joan talk about, and why is her presentation so important?
Well, Joan has a lot of things to say about the United Nations, obviously. I have to say that I'm not the expert that Joan is on the United Nations, but there was so much information that she was trying to give me. I put as much as I could into the documentary because I wanted people to have a fairly firm foundation to understand, why the United Nations came about and what it's been manipulated into. But I took about 20 or 25 minutes of Joan's presentation and put it into a kind of a special feature so that you can sit down and watch from beginning to end her account of the United Nations and why it's so important that we understand and I guess dismantle this beast that's been put in place.
And so you would get a lot of extra things, of course, when you get the regular DVD. Although the regular DVD holds together, there is a great deal of other footage there. Is there footage on many of the other interviews as well?
Yeah, I didn't mention this before, but there's the feature presentation is on disc one, and then disc two is literally a couple of more hours of interviews where someone would get Mars, for instance. Jim Mars had a very nice presentation for September the 11th because he was researching for his book that he just put out, and I think that probably if you don't want to go out and buy Jim's book, you could probably watch this 11 or 12 minute piece and really get all of the main facts and the main information that he's trying to convey to you about why it's so important that we take a second look at September the 11th. I did that with you on Secret Society. And maybe one other topic too. I know you had several things that I was very impressed. I mean, I just love the fact that I can throw out a name and you can spit me back a date and what happened. So I really like to put that type of stuff in bonus material on disc two and give really give people a lot to look at and hopefully a lot to examine. And I don't like to just come out and tell people what to think. I like for them to watch these presentations and come away with their own opinion, and I guess I still have hope that there are people out there who still use their brains, and I know that I'm talking to the right audience, because if anybody uses their brains, it's the people who listen to your program.
Well, I certainly hope so. Well, my program and Joyce Rotley, and for those of you who don't know why, Joyce and I actually share a satellite for 18 hours a day. That's Telstar 5. We have a Sidney Butch Paul and the pastor, Chris Meyer, and take up the other 6 hours. But Joyce is on 9 hours. I'm on 9 hours. And Joyce does a wonderful job of reaching people with information you're not going to get elsewhere. It is available on Telstar 5. 9 hours a day, and as well as Radio Liberty. And of course, admittedly, we're playing my program over repeatedly, and her program, which is 3 hours a day, and played three times. But you can hear it, and we have this unique opportunity to get information to people all across America, all across the world. This is what it's about. We have the information there. We just need people to listen to it, to challenge it, to determine whether it's true, and if it is true, then hopefully they will join us in this truly epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to give us a call and have a question for William, who's done a magnificent job simply pointing out that America is changing, And the question is, why is it changing? Well, in fact, if you were to crystallize it, your thoughts on why is it changing? Is it happening simply by accident with him? Or is there a master design? Are there people who are intent upon changing America forever?
Well, I would say that beyond speculation, there's definitely a blueprint in place for this world system that we see being put in power. And I'm not necessarily talking about man's design here. I'm talking about the scriptures. And I realize this probably 6 or 7 years ago when we were thinking about doing this project for the first time, and realized that I didn't want to put together a video that was too preachy. I don't want to come out and scream at people and tell them, you need to alter your ways. You need to look at this in a different way. What I want to be able to do is put out a video that presents enough information that people can use their own brains, and if they've ever been to one Sunday school class in their entire life, they can sit there and go, oh, yeah, okay, I know where that came from. I mean, this is, when we start talking about microchips and we start talking about RFID and tracking people and I don't even have to say Mark of the Beast. I think most people, that just comes to mind immediately. They know exactly what we're talking about. I think it's important that we put together these documentaries in a way that we can attract an audience from the secular movement as well, because those are the people that we're trying to convince. I mean, if I informed every single Christian in this country, it wouldn't be enough to be able to take back this government. We've got to get everybody on our side, which means we've got to make everybody understand. And I kind of feel like that's one of my callings, is to go after those people and pursue them and change them.
Well, of course, my objective is, I hope that when people listen to our programs who are not Christians, they will begin to challenge what we're saying, and I know many of them do because they send me emails all the time. But I think if we can convince them that there are powerful spiritual forces working behind the scenes, of course, many of them already know that there is a spiritual dimension. There is another dimension where these spirits, of course, reside, and of course many of them try to get in touch with those spirits, try to bridge that gap between this dimension and the other dimension. But what we really want them to understand is these are demonic spirits. They may pose as angels of light and your friends, and they're your spirit guides, they're there just to help you. They're your guardian angel. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, they're not your guardian angel, and they're not just spirit guides. They're there to help you. They're demonic spirits. They're in search of your soul. And the only protection you have is not anything you can will, but will be the protection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why we hope that many of our listeners will begin to, read the Gospel of John and read the Scriptures, read the New Testament. Understand that almost everything going on today is foretold. Read the Old Testament, because it foreshadows the New Testament. Understand what motivates the people on the other side. The dualistic belief that there are two gods. The God that they worship, which is the good God, and the God that the Christian worship, who is the bad God. And this is really the very essence of Gnosticism, the Kabbalah, of the teachings of the ancient mysteries. And the trouble is that you can tap into the power of this other dimension, and you'll get great wealth. You'll get great success. You'll get great wealth in this world, but at the expense of your eternal soul. That is what people need to understand, and they need to return to the faith of our fathers. Well, William, we've got just about 2 minutes with this segment of the show, and I'm going to let you go ahead and talk here for a minute or two.
All right. Well, I'd like to encourage people to go ahead and visit our website, takebackwashington.com, and that's where you can, get all the news articles that I think are current and relevant to some of the things that we talk about in the documentary, One Nation Under Siege. It was impossible to get everything in there, so we cover probably about 3 dozen different topics and try and tie those things together to make people you know, better understand the overall picture. But, you know, it's a matter of being able to keep yourself updated on current events, and the technology that we mentioned in the video is constantly changing. So, you know, we'd like to be able to give people updates on these things. So, you know, feel free to go up there and take a look at that website. And, of course, all the videos are up there. I know that you have the videos on your website as well. There's just a wealth of information for people to be able to draw from up there.
Edgar, ladies and gentlemen, it's up to you. Get the information. Is freedom worth fighting for? Is freedom worth dying for? Is anything worth dying for? Yes, I believe it is. In fact, that worth that life of you're not willing to die for, it really isn't much worth living for. And a man who doesn't have anything worth to dying for really has nothing to live for. We're involved in a great and noble battle. We hope that you'll be on the right side and help us. Well, William, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. So what would be your parting thought for our listeners tonight, other than the fact that they need to get the information? And of course, hopefully, they're all going to want to get your 3 videos, and that would be in plain sight, Beyond Treason, and, of course, One Nation Under Siege. Well, all 3 I recommend to our listening audience. And I hope everybody out there is going to want to get a copy. But pick up this story. What would your final analysis be for our listeners?
Oh, final analysis. I guess, you know, there is no final analysis at this point. It's, you know, either we're going to do something and we're going to save this country, or we're going to sit on our butts and we're going to simply allow these men to do this to us. And, you know, I for one, have put down the remote control and got up and started making these videos. And, you know, I don't mind having debates on the information that is contained in the video, but keep in mind we put an awful lot of research into this, and we don't present things from a perspective of having not gone that extra mile to research these things. And, you know, I just want people to understand that if you are so compelled to get one of these videos and you find the information is helpful and useful, please share it with other people. You know, I don't make these discs with copy protection on them, so that you can just put them in your computer and you can make a copy on another DVD and you can give them to your friends and you can give them to your family members. And this is the way this is supposed to work. You know, this is, it's not necessarily the way it works in the corporate world with copyrights, but, you know, we've done away with that. What we're trying to do is get people to spread this information and get it out there to the people so that we can save this country. That's the bottom line. We're talking about the United States of America and how it's not the country that we grew up in, and there's a reason for it. You know, we've got to get this information out to people.
And are we going to send our boys overseas to fight for freedom and democracy when we're losing our freedom here at home? That is really what this is really all about. The war in Iraq has nothing to do with preserving American freedom. It is a great diversion. It works very efficiently. So our attention is diverted overseas while step by step here at home. The freedom that our young men are willing to give their lives for is being taken from us. And we're allowing it to happen, and we betray those who are fighting and have died for freedom in the past by not being involved today. Our guest, William Lewis, thank you so much for being with us. God bless you, and give my best to your wife.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with William Lewis. And if you have not seen his videos, his DVDs, and we have them in DVD form. The first one is In Plain Sight. The second one is Beyond Treason. And the third one, of course, is One Nation Under Siege. And certainly with all 3 of them, there's extra material over and above the DVD. You've got the uncut film footage for the first one. You've got the second one, you've got a CD that has tens of thousands of pages of government documents that they certainly don't want you to know, because, I mean, how could they let you know that they are intentionally poisoning our young fighting men? as I commented, over 80,000 of those 695,000 men who went to fight during the first Gulf War, 80,000 are already dead. How could that happen? And if it happened, how could it be you don't know? Well, if you'd like to verify it, we'll send you the pages from the Veterans Administration's own files, and of course you can go up and check it out and make sure it's true. But I've got it off of the VA webpage, and we'll be glad to send you the pages if you call us at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, the last video, which I am in, and it's called One Nation Under Siege. And, of course, a lot of my favorite people are there, Joan Fionn, and of course, Jim Mars, and Charlotte Isbray, and Joyce Riley, and Avon Kleist, and Reno Labo, and her husband, Major General Stubblefield. And he says it right out. I mean, no major airliner went into the Pentagon. You'll see them, and you'll actually, in fact, it's amazing to hear a major general admit that we've been lied to. So there is so much information out there, and quite frankly, we hope that you'll avail yourself of it and utilize this in this battle in which we're engaged. Now, we would simply hope that every one of you would get a copy of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand that there really are people out there at the highest levels of our government who worship Satan, who really believe that they're two gods and they're on the winning side. And you say, that's crazy talk. Well, it may be crazy talk, but there really is a reality there. You need, of course, to get the book Satanic Crimes, which we carry. You need to get our four-tape set on the supernatural, our four-tape set on Satanism deliverance, our four-tape set on Aleister Crowley. The videos, very professionally done videos, they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. I've never had anybody get those videos who wasn't really very impressed with them. Nobody's ever sent them back because they were boring. And then, of course, the videos, the award-winning video, and I happen to be in it. It's not award-winning because I'm in it, because I have a very, very small part, but it's called The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there is a secret mystery. And it all began in Elizabeth in England with a man named Dr. D, who was succeeded by a man named Francis Bacon. Of course, one of the most important figures in history who most people have never even heard of. And so then, of course, you want to get Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2. We have so much information. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. If you don't have access to a computer, we'll be glad to send you a newsletter. We'll be glad to send you a free catalog. And now that if you want a free catalog of our products, we also have a health catalog of the health products we think you need to have. And certainly we have an emergency food catalog, and I think you should right now begin making arrangements to get the things you're going to need if there is a national emergency. You need to have water filters, and we carry the big Berkey water filters. You need ways to store your water and to pump your water out of the storage, and it's all available through Radio Liberty if you ask for the emergency food catalog. And then, of course, we ask you to certainly do pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for my ministry, for our provision and our protection. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. And we'll be back in just a moment for the next hour of Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan Becker at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guest today. And this evening, our special guest, once again, is our good friend Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist who does a tremendous amount of research on what's really going on in the medical literature, and an amazing source of information. Well, this evening we're going to be talking about something that probably most people have heard of and thought of, but we never quite able to connect the dots. And long before we had antibiotics for the treatment of tuberculosis, in fact, even in the years before I was practicing medicine, why, when we had somebody with tuberculosis, they used to die. I mean, most people died with tuberculosis if it was severe and they had cavitational disease of their lungs, and it was really a horrible situation because the disease spread throughout their bodies. But then, of course, somebody came up with the idea of, we'll isolate the people, we'll put them in sanitariums, and we'll give them a lot of fresh air, and we'll give them a lot of sunshine, and you know, we'll just get them away so they won't be contaminating other people, and the patients began to get better. And, of course, this came then to be the tuberculosis sanitarium. Isolation wards, yes, very important, but there was something about, the fresh air and the sunshine. And some of these people who would have been condemned to death before now are beginning to recover. Well, of course, with the passage of time, antibiotics were developed and great advances were made in science. And I came in, fortunately, just about to medicine about the time those great advances came along. So we sort of forgot what was known before we had antibiotics, and we forgot about the advantages of sunshine in the treatment of tuberculosis and other diseases. And, of course, now most of us live most of our lives inside under fluorescent lights, and we just don't get the exposure to the sunshine that we did in years past and our grandfathers got. But recently, scientific information has been coming out that has, of course, rekindled an interest in what was known as the sunshine vitamin D. And with that as a background, Bill Sardi, you pick up this story and take it from there.
Well, it certainly is the sunshine vitamin, and it's going to lead modern medicine out of its dark ages. And certainly humanity is on the verge of maybe the greatest leap forward. Well, it has to be the greatest leap forward in health promotion ever due to rapid-fire discoveries since January 1st. That discoveries of a single vitamin pill may vanquish cancer and heart disease, the two leading causes of mortality in the United States, as well as to quell autoimmune diseases like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, Crohn's disease, diminish the occurrence of diabetes, reduce obesity, effectively treat multiple sclerosis, osteoporosis, Parkinson's disease, schizophrenia, high blood pressure, conquer the common cold, and even defeat, as you said, tuberculosis, which now infects more than one-third of humanity around the globe. So this is the calling, this is the promise of vitamin D, a vitamin that costs 10 cents a day.
And of course the thing is that, I think you're going to be amazed this evening as Bill tells you some of the articles that have been coming out here just in the last month or so dealing with vitamin D and its miraculous ability, if taken routinely, to markedly diminish the incidence of many of the major diseases which are increasingly killing large segments of our population. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, Bill, you pick up the story.
Well, certainly no one would expect it. You would expect it from a medicine, some sort of a drug. You would expect the National Institutes of Health to hold a giant press conference, as they did for Vioxx, as they did for tamoxifen, as they did for the statin drugs and continue to do for the worthless statin drugs, but not for vitamin D, and the evidence keeps mounting. Literally leading this medicine world out of the dark ages, vitamin D has been mischaracterized as a vitamin that can be, if it's taken, it can be toxic. If it's taken in large doses, turns out those so-called large doses are nothing but trivially small doses. They've scared us away and actually told us the opposite of what is true. That if we took too much vitamin D, we would over-calcify. Our calcium in our body would harden our arteries, clog our blood vessels, certainly cause strokes and heart attacks and other deleterious types of health problems. It turns out that vitamin D is the main weapon against calcification. But don't ask your pharmacist, don't ask your physician, don't ask your dietitian, because they have been incorrectly trained to warn the people away from so-called high doses of vitamin D. What you get out of multivitamins is 400 units. Wouldn't even raise your blood levels. People keep writing me, what about cod liver oil? I take it every day. It's wonderful. I do too. But you still only get a small amount of vitamin D, just enough to keep from getting rickets, none of the health problems that we just mentioned. And of course, so you understand how ridiculous the warning is that we would overdose from vitamin D. If we were just to have total body sun exposure down to our smallest swim trunks in Arizona or Florida in the summer for 1 hour at noontime, we would make 10,000 units of vitamin D, and yet with no side effects, no sun poisoning ever reported, and yet they're telling us that 2,000 in a vitamin pill is the upper safe limit, and actually they act like that's even the toxic limit, which is untrue. So it looks like we can easily go to 10,000 units safely, and actually the looks like the side effects don't begin till 40,000 units of vitamin D are consumed every day. By the way, people are writing to me in the 1960s, 50,000 unit vitamin D pills were available in the United States, but they disease-mongered and got us down to the lower doses, so it would ensure that doctors would have plenty of patients to treat. And, of course, drug companies would have plenty of drugs to dispense.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Dale Sardi. Well, this is Dr. Stan. You go right ahead. Pick up the story there, Bill.
Well, the Food and Nutrition Board, with all of this evidence piling in, has remained paralyzed, has done nothing. They're part of the National Institutes of Health and part of the National Academy of Sciences is who they follow. So we have been misled in a massive way, and of course, if you start talking to doctors, the people writing to me now, doctors saying, oh no, don't take that vitamin D pill, we'll have to do a blood level. You're going to find all those blood levels are very, very low, and unless we get at least 2,000 units, probably 4,000 units a day at least, 4,000 to 5,000 units is where we're going to see our blood levels rise. So this is where we need to get to. You can prevent rickets with the smaller doses. What you get out of a glass of milk is about 100 units, and it's the synthetic vitamin D2. You need the natural vitamin D3. So actually, some of the experts saying that D2, the synthetic form of D, should never be used in human nutrition, yet we give it to our babies and so on. And sometimes even that's overdone. And the real noticeable, reportable side effects with overdosage of vitamin D have always been with the synthetic form, where somebody at a dairy put too much of the vitamin D in and gave a small child maybe 1 million units or something like this. So, but it's independent researchers breaking this report. Dr. William Grant of the Sunlight Nutrition and Health Research Center, San Francisco, saying that there's compelling evidence that low vitamin D levels lead to soft bones, rickets, osteoporosis, which is the loss of bone, 16 different types of cancer, including breast, colon, prostate, ovarian, Hodgkin's lymphoma, as well as psoriasis, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, multiple sclerosis, and the susceptibility to tuberculosis. And Dr. Robert P. Heaney of Creighton University, he's in Omaha, says that efforts to elevate vitamin D beyond the prevailing levels in North America will improve calcium absorption, reduce falls, hip fractures, protects against various cancers, autoimmune disorders, and says a strong case can be made for immediate improvement in vitamin D status of the general population. That's in a medical journal as of January 9th, 2007. So it's becoming increasingly apparent that excess calcium, not cholesterol, is the major cause of heart attacks and hardening of the arteries. Only about 3% of arterial plaque is cholesterol, with 50% being calcium, and vitamin D is the anti-calcifying agent of the body. So we know that kidney disease patients are plagued with arterial calcifications and have 10 times the cardiac death rate of the compared to the general population. So we know all these things now, and we're asking ourselves, how did modern medicine miss this story? Somebody was asleep at the switch, or were they just letting it happen and knew about it? After all, the world death rate goes up in the winter. Cancer survival rates drop in the winter. The heart attack rates go up in the winter. They certainly know all these things, and they're all related to the fact that the earth tilts on its axis, and the great northern cities that encircle the globe are going to be in the clouds as well, even if they get a little sunlight. It's the wrong angle of the sun, and many of the northern cities of the world simply cannot, no one can make vitamin D, even with sun, full sun exposure in the winter months. It's Dr. Armin Zitterman, as a PhD in Germany, pointing a lot of this out to us, telling us the risk of overdose from vitamin D is very rare, while hundreds of millions of adults around the world are deficient in vitamin D, suffer from calcified arteries as a result. And he points out a study in Japan where they gave vitamin D supplements to a group there, and it reduced the risk of cardiovascular disease by 70% compared to those who didn't use the supplement. So this is remarkable. Excuse me. Once again, it's all independent researchers telling us this, nothing from our public health authorities. Dr. Cedric F. Garland is the University of California, San Diego, reporting last year and then again this year that vitamin D supplementation would reduce the occurrence of a wide variety of cancers by 30 to 50%. Can you imagine? This sounds like 20 different drugs, and it's all one little 10-cent vitamin pill. Estimated 50 to 63,000 individuals in the United States every year die prematurely from cancer due to insufficient vitamin D levels. And, of course, the cancer belt of the world, colon cancer, breast, ovarian, prostate cancer belt, is in the northern latitudes, and the cancer belt just goes and circles the globe. Seattle, Toronto, Boston, London, Dublin, Helsinki, Copenhagen, Berlin, Moscow, Anchorage, just go around the globe, and just in those northern hemispheres, and that's the major cities of the world, and that is the cancer belt of the world. Now, everyone should be warned, especially in northern latitudes, especially black Americans who need 10 times more sun exposure. And I know for many people, they say, well, is there some other way I can get it besides, say, spending the 10 cents, well, for the vitamin D pill? Well, you can. It's just it's going to be difficult. You need about 15 to 20 minutes of sun exposure to 40% of the skin on your body. Now, you have about 18% on the front trunk of your body. Each arm is about 9%. Your backside, again, on the upper trunk is another 18%. So you really take your shirt off. It might be a little difficult to do if you're at work or other places, females and so on. So you need about 20 minutes, and probably people that have dark skin pigmentation need 40 minutes or more. So it might be difficult to get that in the day, and you need to do it a little more closer to the noontime than you need to doing it at 6 in the morning when the sun rays, the ultraviolet B, the fast tanning sun rays, are what makes vitamin D for us. So, and then to do this every day, so you can see where the vitamin D supplementation certainly may play a role. Now, it's Dr. John Cannell, who captains the Vitamin D Council. You can go to their website, vitamindcouncil.com, and they've, of course, Dr. Cannell has authored a paper showing that the winter increase in colds and the flu is attributed to low seasonal vitamin D levels. And he cites the work of Edgar Hope Simpson, who wrote a couple of decades ago about the variations in sun exposure and solar radiation, which explains the seasonality of influenza epidemics. And he has it. Dr. Cannell has a challenge for all the visitors to the Vitamin D Council website. At the first sign of a cold, the sniffles, take 50,000 units of vitamin D. It's only 1.25 milligrams. Don't get scared of the big number. And 50,000 units of vitamin D, like I say, only 1.25 milligrams of vitamin D. Consume it for 3 days and see if it doesn't quell your sniffles and colds. I tried it twice this winter. As soon as I had a cold coming, realizing the challenge, I kept it handy. Sure enough, it worked both times within the first hour, completely shut down the sniffles in my nose. So I think this is going to work dramatically. It's amazing. I don't know how much of modern medicine would be put out of business if we can get the American public to take action on this. There's so many diseases here. And as I've said before, I've written a book. It's online at knowledgeofhealth.com, knowledgeofhealth.com, about the collapse of conventional medicine. Well, this has got to be where the house of cards really falls, and it's all on 1 10-cent vitamin. This is why they have to scare us away from the vitamin supplements. They simply don't know what to do. They can't keep all these discoveries hidden under the rug forever. And, of course, vitamin D is so easy. We've heard about vitamin E, vitamin C. But here's 1 10-cent vitamin. You don't have to take a lot of it like you do vitamin C or throughout the day. And it doesn't cost much. It's easy to get. It's a natural form, vitamin D3. And, of course, we're thinking that just how can we convince the public to begin to supplement with vitamin D. It's just very, very important. So as we really realize this, we're not out on a limb with our report tonight. Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report covered a great deal of this in December of last year. But, of course, I'm talking about developments just since then. And these developments are so rapid fire and so dramatic. But what are we going to do with a medical industry that relies on a steady flow of sick patients? Many of the medical centers have mortgages and building projects to pay off. Medical device and drug companies need to churn high numbers to remain profitable and keep their stock prices up on Wall Street. What will we do? Will modern medicine let this happen? We wonder. Will they let this happen? We don't see doctors turning themselves around and starting to prescribe vitamin D. We just don't see it happening like it should be.
Well, because I really don't think the average doctor really is getting this in their medical literature or at their medical meetings. But I think the information you presented about a week or so ago, as far as the relationship between the hardening of the arteries and calcium, and the fact that vitamin D actually is the moderator for calcium deposition in our arteries and our tissues, and certainly as far as osteoporosis, because after all, if you can reverse osteoporosis, why, you can prevent hip fractures, and of course that would put a lot of orthopedists out of business. But that's all right. Our job is to try to get people better. And of course, if you have not heard that talk that Bill gave last week, on the importance of vitamin D as far as controlling calcification of the arteries, which is the genesis of heart attacks and strokes, you'll certainly want to get that as well. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Bill Sardi as we explore this truly miraculous sunshine vitamin, something that everybody should be taking, and in substantial doses, and certainly not the 300 or 200 or 400 units that you are nearly told are more than adequate. You need to get good doses, and it's not dangerous. I used to get 50,000 units twice a day to little old ladies to help control their osteoporosis. And, we'll be back in just a moment with Bill Sardi. Bill, pick up the story up there.
Yes, of course, This is a big story. It's the greatest story you will ever hear in your lifetime, that one single vitamin pill will vanquish most diseases, including the two major causes of, course, mortality. Of course, doctors Cedric Garland, William Grant, Edward Gorham, these are the doctors leading the charge here and saying it would cost about $1 billion a year to provide just 1,000 units of vitamin D to all adult Americans. Now, that's a lot more than we get out of the diet, a lot more than we get probably in the winter months out of sunlight. But we need a lot more than that, and we can do better. But just with 1,000 units, they're pointing out that that would save the United States in healthcare costs about $40 to $56 billion. We can do better that with higher dose pills. So this is the big story, and of course, it's just an important thing to understand. You go to the health food store, the best vitamin D pills you're going to find, probably about 1,000. Sometimes you can find the 2,000 unit pills. Again, these are trivial doses when you get down to micrograms and milligram weight. But the 50,000 unit pill is now available, and a 5,000 unit pill. I suggest the 5,000. Certainly, perfectly safe, and certainly it's easy for you to take. It's a very small pill, and it costs you 7.3 cents a day. So you can buy 100 of those 5,000 unit pills for $7.30. You can buy a whole year's supply for $28. Unbelievable. These pills are not widely available. You can't find them everywhere. But I can tell you, they just posted this report I'm giving you tonight at knowledgeofhealth.com. You can check there for the website where you can order the, where you can order a trusted website where you can order the 5,000 units. Some people want the 50,000 units on hand in case they get a cold and so on. And, of course, this is an absolute must for anybody with cancer, autoimmune disease, and so on. I can also give you a little phone number if you're interested. The company selling those vitamin D pills, 800-247-5731. Call them in the morning. They're not open this evening. 800-247-5731, and they can help you get those vitamin D pills. But it's important for all of us to understand it's not pinching our pocketbook. It's going to work better than any drug you have at home or any 10 medicines you have at home. And it's going to cost you far less. And no, don't wait. I know a lot of people, I'll wait till my doctor tells me. I'll wait till I make sure there's no side effects or it doesn't interfere with my medicines. Would you say that about going out and getting a suntan? It won't interfere with your medicines and neither with these pills. Would you like to wait for your insurance company to pay the 7.3 cents a day? They never pay for vitamins anyway. They'd rather keep you sick and selling you all those medicines. So I can't believe the reports that are piling in here now. Of course, since we broke this story and people writing to me what has happened in their life when they began, some people taking high doses of vitamin D and their vision improved. Here's Suzanne Cody writing to me. She's a PhD from Saratoga, California. Improved energy, improved vision, better ability to combat colds and the flu, improved mood, improved cognition.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Bill Sardi. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bill Sardi, and he's certainly recommending the 5,000 units of vitamin D, and of course, we'll tell you later how you can get that through several websites. But certainly, even having 50,000 units on hand in case you get a cold, and you can take certainly 50,000 units, as long as you're not taking it every day for months at a time. You have to take it for an awful long time before you'd get into any problem at all with it. You could take it for a short period of time, 50,000 units. 5,000 units is, well, certainly something you can take on a daily basis. And the amazing things are the relationship between vitamin D and calcium deposits in your arteries, and then, of course, the vitamin D and cancers, and, of course, the frequency of cancers. And the scientific studies are there, but, of course, you don't expect the American Cancer Association or certainly the AMA or other organizations to tell you about that. They have actually been suppressing effective cancer treatments for many years. So pick up the story there, Bill. You were just talking about somebody who had called you and told you how much better they felt after being on the vitamin D even for a short period of time.
Well, here's Jack writing to me, and he says he's 74 now. He says, I've really never worn glasses and still need a couple of read a couple hundred pages of reading material a day. And he goes on to say he's been taking high doses of D. Now, he gives us the history better than anybody. He said he had a doctor actually said he should take vitamin D. And at about that time, Adele Davis, she was a pioneer in nutrition and so, was talking about vitamin D. So he kind of followed this and began taking a vitamin A and D pill. And, of course, there was 50,000 units of A and 5,000 units of D. And that's what he began taking. He says government got involved, quickly found how healthy this made people, and therefore they started lowering this down by a factor of five, and now each pill has 10,000 units of A and 1,000 units of D. So, you know, immediately they began to see this. This also happened in Finland over 40 years. They lowered the amount of D that they were getting four different times until they could make sure the public was perpetually sick and needed the drugs and the doctors were busy in their offices. So, of course, that is a high. Imagine all of Northern Europe is vitamin D deficient, and all they let them have is 200 units, which is, I believe that's 5 micrograms. I mean, it's infinitesimally small. So as people start telling you here their experiences they've had with vitamin D. I just got another note this evening. Someone else, their doctor recommended vitamin D, and it picked up their mood quite a bit, and they lost quite a bit of weight. And this does have a lot to do with being overweight. So in winter months, they have a syndrome called seasonal affective disorder, SADS, they call it, usually in the winter northern climates. And people start craving carbohydrates, sugar, and they start eating those candy bars and so on, and they're depressed in their mood. And of course, they found out if you just give the vitamin D, why this would make a great difference. And for our black Americans, you can understand, you'd often see many black Americans are overweight and so on, and how this just perpetually affects them. And of course, a lot of you are thinking, well, what about the vitamin D? What about getting it from sunlight? And there, we've been made phobic about that also. And you see, you know, we really didn't have death from melanoma. We didn't have a high mortality rate from melanoma at all until 1971 when we began using the sunscreens. The sunscreens blocked out the UVB, the fast tanning sun rays, that makes vitamin D, but allowed the slower tanning rays that penetrate deeper into our skin, the UVA rays, the slower tanning rays, which would lull us because we wouldn't get the certainly the sunburn as fast. And of course, what we were doing is allowing the cancer-causing rays to get in, but not the cancer-preventing rays that make vitamin D. And that's why we now have 7,000 Americans dying every year of malignant melanoma, because we're trying to keep the sunlight out. And look how phobic we are. We go to a sporting event, we go out golfing, we slap on that sunscreen as soon as we get out there. So, you know, it's just absolutely foolish. And, you know, there wasn't all this. Obviously, somebody conned somebody. I mean, people went out in the sun in the 1930s and 40s. They just wore hats. There wasn't any sunscreen. And we didn't have anywhere near the malignant melanoma that we have today. I hope this is all making sense to you, that we have been massively misled down the wrong street, and sunlight, or sunlight in a bottle of vitamin D pill, is the answer to more than half of the disease in the United States that strikes humanity around the globe, and including tuberculosis, as you know, Dr. Stan. They put TB patients at solariums in order for them to get well.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Bill Sardi here, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bill Sardi, and we're talking about the advantages of vitamin D and the exciting new studies that are coming out that, you know, every American should be hearing about. Pick the story up, Bill.
Well, certainly, as we hear it, because it all now is becoming crystal clear, easier to understand. For many years, we've understood many senior Americans suffering with arthritis. Well, the type of arthritis is important, not the osteo, where you kind of all of the joints of your body that you've worn out. Could be your hip, could be your knee from sporting events, or weight on your hip or something. Those particular joints will hurt you as you get older. But if you're waking up and feeling stiff in the morning, that's autoimmune or rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, Crohn's disease, Hashimoto's, thyroiditis. There's a number of autoimmune disorders. Sarcoid is another one. And, of course, all of these, we believe, the antidote is higher doses of vitamin D. I've seen some people now get out of their wheelchairs just with high doses of vitamin D. And so it's very important to understand, as many seniors have been told, why don't you take your retirement in New Mexico, Arizona, somewhere, and they get a lot better. Well, they were always attributing it to the heat. It's not the heat. It's the sun rays, the UVB sun rays, creating the vitamin D, and then, of course, the autoimmune type of arthritis and other symptoms that they may have tend to disappear. And just think how many Americans are on antidepressants unnecessarily, and all they really need is people living in Oregon and other places where it's rather cloudy and dreary, why the suicide rates are up and so on. So you can see all of this now that it comes into view much better, and, of course, how much we are really dependent. Sunlight is a vitamin. It makes vitamin D, and it's essential for life. And, of course, we don't even get a roof break at work. We don't get the kind of sunlight exposure that we really need. And so many of us think, well, cod liver oil, I'll get it by drinking milk. I'll get it by some other method. You'll only get a few hundred units of vitamin D from the diet, unfortunately. The best way is sunlight, but you might get a little bit of a sunburn, and it's just very hard to reliably get this. Now, your liver will try to store up to 4 months of vitamin D. It's that essential for you. But in the winter months, you might run out of this quite rapidly. And, of course, then it affects your immune system. Now, vitamin D doesn't raise your immune system per se. It normalizes it. So if it's low, it'll come up higher. If it's too high, it'll come down, because we're talking about autoimmune.
Hold up, though. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this evening is Bill Sardi. We're talking really about the wonderful effects of vitamin D. But you've got to have substantial doses. And remember, they're doing everything they can to try to restrict the amount of vitamins that you can get. And remember, the people from the government, we're from the government. We're here to help you. We've just got to limit the amount of vitamins you get and minerals, because you might have a toxic reaction. But go ahead and take your statin drugs. Go ahead and take your Vioxx, and then take your and of course, all these other toxic substances. Because, well, of course, the people who work for the FDA have a very close relationship with the people who manufacture the drugs. And the great tragedy of today is we've lost the moral foundation of our society, and he who, of course, dies with the most toys is supposed to win. And, of course, there is tremendous greed and avarice out there. And the tragedy is that the pharmaceutical companies are not there to help you. They're here there to make fantastic sums of money, and many of the drugs that they're putting on the market have little or no effect. But if you really want to understand what's going on, we carry a book. It's written by the former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, certainly the most prestigious medical journal in the country. A woman who is on the staff at Harvard University, Dr. Marshall Angel, her book, The Truth About the Drug Companies, every American should read it. Of course, you're not going to. Most people wouldn't bother. But I will tell you that she risked everything to try to let you know how the drug companies are simply taking advantage of the American people, and many times with the full help and support of the Federal Drug Administration, the FDA. So get the information. Now, before we go on with Bill Sardi, Bill, I want you to get your website out and so people will know where they can go to get your excellent information.
Well, so many people want to know, could we get this report tonight? Yes, it is in print form. You can go to knowledgeofhealth.com with the references there. You can print it out, bring it to your doctor, share it with your loved ones. Make sure they understand this is the biggest health breakthrough you will ever hear in your lifetime. It's so tremendous. It's such a tremendous advancement and understanding. We're thinking about the flu this winter, and of course we think about that terrible flu epidemic that encircled the globe in 1918. And that occurred because of the over-response of the immune system. And we think that a lot of soldiers came back from World War I with tuberculosis in their lungs, and they also got a virus, the influenza virus, and then the immune system responded and so fast and so furiously that so many died within 1 hour of their lungs filling up with fluid because the immune system was actually too strong. So if vitamin D would prevent all this. So they keep scaring us needlessly with this idea of a flu pandemic. And, of course, let's just say anything like this occurred and we just couldn't sort it out, the false scares from the real ones. But, you know, for us to be able to get something in our hands, a good medicine, and even if we were exposed to the flu, why we would have the vitamin D to keep this kind of response occurring from what occurred in 1918. And understand, the flu has never been shown to be transmitted from one person to another. As much as that may sound incredulous, it's true. They've studied this over and over again, and it means it has something to do with our immune system. People in the same family don't tend to get the flu. So these studies have been done over and over again. They've noticed that various communities have different rates of the flu and so on. So it isn't transmitted like you'd go from one city to the next and then the next fella in the horse cart would take it over to the next city. It isn't transmitted in a way like it's spread from human to human. So it has a lot to do, of course, with the immune system and our exposure to sunlight. Some of us get more exposure, have more vitamin D stored in our liver, and therefore we might have a more immunity and certainly get through the winter months while other members of our same family struggle through in the winter. So, you know, here I can see that the difference both in I've tried this, members of my family, and I can say this is working dramatically. What we need to do is to massively get Americans to believe in doing this. And then we will see the mortality rates drop unexplainably, and then they'll have to fess up and admit that this is as good as it is and give it the credit because we've been hiding some of these things for so long. And, of course, you're going to see, obviously, the demise of modern medicine because they're just not geared up for prevention. They're geared up for treatment. It's not a health care system. It's a disease care system. So once we understand we're in the middle of a system that's really not geared to keeping us healthy, we need to do this ourselves and then trying to understand how to do that in the best way possible. Vitamin D, God gave us the sun, and of course we know the plants, it's critical for them. We know that they absolutely need sunlight or they would not survive, but we just didn't completely understand this, so we've got so many night shift workers, we've got electric light bulbs, so we stay indoors. That isn't the kind of solar energy that, of course, would produce the vitamin D and so on. So this is where we just completely misunderstood this. Obviously, all night workers need to be on vitamin D pills completely if they're not getting a daily sunshine exposure. So this is the kind of thing that are going to have. We know that people that work night shifts and so on have higher rates of cancer. They don't get the sunlight exposure. And we can see different rates of disease even in men who work in the military and are in like submarine work and so on. So we see all these differences. You can see where people who are dark-skinned our black Americans and so on, maybe being in the military, being sent to Alaska for duty and so on, getting a certain kind of diseases. They make less vitamin D from sun exposure, and then, of course, you have so little of the right ultraviolet wavelengths in the winter anyway. So,
well, do you have time to just take a couple of phone calls? We've got several people hanging on the line here.
Let's try it.
All right, let's go to Ed, who's calling from Idaho. Hi, Ed. Thank you for waiting patiently.
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you?
Doing fine.
Bill,
how about you?
I was taking the vitamin D, 5,000 milligrams, and still am, and because I had the chronic wake up in the morning with the back pain syndrome, whatever it was.
And that was 5,000 units is what you'd be taking.
Units, rather.
Right. Go ahead.
And but it wasn't until I started taking aloe vera that that really disappeared for me.
I see. Well, I don't. Aloe vera has something to do with creating hydrogen peroxide temporarily.
Uh-huh.
And hydrogen peroxide will just be transiently created in the digestive tract, and then it will kill off certain parasites in our digestive tract. And it could be that you had something in that area that did this. And certainly for many people, they testify that aloe vera is a very good supplement to take. And it's a harmless one.
Okay, anything else you want to say, Ed?
No, that was it.
All right, fine. Thanks very much. And let's go to Susan, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Go ahead, Susan.
Hi, thanks for this very interesting discussion. I bought some vitamin D2 in the health food store the other day, and the label says it's the vegetarian form. And you said it's synthetic. Is that synthesized from a petroleum product? Is this mislabeled here?
No, it's not. It's not synthesized from a petroleum product, but I do believe it. I think they make it from a fermentation process of some kind, but it's so much weaker than the natural vitamin D3, and a lot of the researchers that we've talked to that work in the field are telling us that that really isn't. There is some vitamin D2 in food supplements, and it probably shouldn't be in there. The best form is the vitamin D3, and we certainly wouldn't have any hesitation about synthetic versus natural. It's just whether it's going to work for you. So we do know that the way you want it is the D3. That's what the experts are telling us if you really want to be the healthiest. The D2 just is a very poor substitute for what we make naturally from sunlight exposure.
All right, fine. So basically, of course, we're talking about the real advantages of vitamin D, and probably the D3 is the best form. And this is something that the body ordinarily manufactures. It's manufactured in the skin from something called a gastrol. But basically, would you like to just briefly touch on how the vitamin D influences calcification of the arteries? Because I think that's really so important. I mean, certainly calcification of the arteries leads, of course, to heart attacks. It leads to strokes. And you were pointing out last week how important it is that now the cardiologists are taking the CT scans to see how much calcification of the arteries. And if you have no calcification in your arteries, you're not going to have to worry about dying. But you could have an EKG and an angiogram, and if it was clear, you could go out and you could die right away. But if you have a calcification, your chances are that you can get into trouble are very real. If you don't have any calcification, the chances of getting into trouble are very small. So could you pick that story up?
Well, we can see this in females a little easier. The men over-calcify quite readily many years ahead of the women. The women are donating the calcium to their babies. They also have the estrogen, which sends a signal to hold the calcium in the bone. Now, what happens as women reach menopause is that then they lose that cellular signal and the calcium is coming out of the bones, meaning you're getting osteoporosis and hardening of the arteries or calcification of the arteries. The women's heart disease risk goes up 360% with the onset of menopause. And what do they misdirectedly do? They tell women to supplement with more calcium. Of course, this is absolute folly because you're just clogging your arteries with calcium from taking the oral supplements, and then it's coming out of your bones to clog the arteries, and you're doing it from both sides. And so the countries of the world where they consume very little calcium, they're not getting osteoporosis, and they are doing quite well in regards to keeping cardiovascular disease at a minimum. So the countries that have the least amount of calcium in their diet, like Japan and others, which is around 400, 500 milligrams, have the lowest rates of osteoporosis and of course, artery disease. So this is the big thing. And the countries that are certainly consuming more calcium, 800 milligrams or more a day, this would be in the countries that have lots of grazing land. They have lots of water and grass to feed the cattle. So you, therefore, New Zealand, North America, your Scandinavian countries and Ireland, they're all in very strong dairy countries and lots of milk drinking and so on. And this is where, of course, you have a much, it's the leading cause of mortality is calcification of the arteries. So this is the problem. So we see all this, and then, of course, the advice to take calcium supplements is completely misdirected. Now, we have many antidotes for calcification, vitamin D, K, vitamin K in dark green leafy vegetables. We have rice bran extract or bran cereal. We have certainly your magnesium is a good natural calcium blocker. Fish oil helps to some extent, and so on. And your vitamin K, as I said, in dark green leafy vegetables. But vitamin D is nature's best and easiest and most prevalent way of doing this. Dr. John Prendergast in Redwood City, California, now treating his patients with hardening of the arteries with high doses of vitamin D and an additional supplement with arginine, an amino acid that dilates or widens the blood vessels and therefore controlling the blood pressure. So we're seeing how important vitamin D is. And, of course, we do want to praise the doctors who are leading the way to point all this out to us. And, of course, just a inexpensive vitamin D pill will help us a great deal. And I know this is confusing to the women who have been told to take a lot of vitamin D. I've been asking the health authorities for years, why are we giving women vitamin D when we see their arteries clogging with this? By the way,
Bill, are you talking about vitamin D or calcium?
I'm sorry, calcium.
We're giving the women calcium, and, yes, of course, they're getting
calcium.
This is what's clogging.
I get my story turned around.
That's all right. You're doing great.
Yeah. The story is that, of course, even the first sign of breast cancer are calcifications in the breast. So we see all this. Now, if you're taking vitamin D, you're going to stop a lot of this. So, you know, it's just we're trying to stay focused on the vitamin D story tonight because there's other ways to help with calcifications. But it's so important for us to recognize how widespread the health problems are without sunlight exposure. We're hiding from the sun without getting really good vitamin D pills and without the right health advice, particularly in the winter months, or when we're showing signs we're starting to put on weight, we're starting to crave carbohydrates, we show signs of diabetes and other issues. And so these are all the winter signs of health problems. And you can hear it on the phone here because we get lots of calls here about health problems. And you can tell in the winter months that you're getting a different kind of phone call. You're hearing about the cancer, and you're hearing about the flu and the colds, and you're hearing about autoimmune disease a lot more than you were in the summer. So it's real obvious. Modern medicine couldn't have missed this, but they have. And, of course, the doctors have been misled intentionally so that they're confused. And if they're reading the Merck Manual or any of their medical textbooks, why they were trained otherwise, and, of course, they were trained to think that all of this, it's got them by paralysis, too, because the doctors just now are going to have to go back and make sure before they change their mind on any of this. So it's important to understand that the doctors have been misled on this. You're not going to be able to go back to doctors, pharmacists, and others and get the straight information on this. So if you're hearing it tonight, you're unsure, you want to check with your doctor, I can tell you the answer you're going to get already. You'll be a little frustrated. You can read the report we have with the references at knowledgeofhealth.com. Many people are downloading it, sending it to their friends and loved ones right now, and it's important that we do get this information out. As I say, we're not loners in this story. Parts of this story were told in December of last year in Newsweek and U.S. News and World Report. We're updating you with the reports that have, of course, been published since that time, in just the 1.5 months that we have, and that, of course, they're spectacular and really confirming that we can vanquish most disease as we know it with a simple vitamin D pill.
However, we're going to be back in just a moment here to wrap up our program. Our guest this evening has been Bill Sardi. His webpage, knowledgeofhealth.com. That's knowledgeofhealth.com. I hope you'll go there. I hope you'll pull down his information and give serious consideration to what he's saying, because it's backed up by scientific studies. There really are things out there that will help you, and you're not going to hear about this through regular channels. Well, Bill, how important is IP6, rice bran IP6?
Well, we've talked about that before, and certainly for people with a lifetime of these calcifications built up, they want to do some kind of a more accelerated cleanse and getting the calcifications out. There is a component in bran of cereal, more so in rice bran, and of course there is an extract of rice bran called IP6 at the health food stores. And, of course, it keeps calcium from crystallizing or hardening in your tissue. So if you'd like to, in addition to doing vitamin D, if you'd like to use some of the IP6 for a time, maybe for a month, take it first thing in the morning on a glass of water, a couple thousand milligrams or more. And, of course, you're going to be able to clean out the calcifications much faster. The vitamin D is going to help you. And, of course, the whole good regimen is, of course, dark green leafy vegetables that help you with vitamin K, does the same, and retards the calcifications. Of course, we've talked about the doctors. First thing they do when you have arterial disease is put you on a blood thinner and tell you not to take vitamin K, which means you're going to have perpetually calcified arteries all the time. So we just need to get out of this mess. We need to get out of this endless drugs, medicines, cost, and just break ranks and certainly go for our health. And we have been misled, so the doctors, woe to those who have intentionally misled us and knew about this all along. But so we certainly have a way out. We're excited about it. This is good science, all coming from the medical literature. You're just not hearing it from the health authorities in a manner as you are tonight, so that you know, wow, with emphatically, this is a tremendous breakthrough, and we all ought to be taking action on it. So,
and what about the Vitamin D Council website? Would that be the place
right
to go?
The Vitamin D Council website is the leading vitamin D researchers in the world. And they've started their own website because they realize they need to get factual information out. So these are doctors John Cannell in Atascadero, California, leading the pack, and then Dr. Reinhold Veith from University of Toronto, Dr. Robert Haney at the University of Creighton in Omaha, Nebraska, Dr. Hollick, who's at Harvard. And these are eminent researchers. I won't be able to name them all. Dr. William Grant, who's at the Sunlight Health and Nutrition Center in San Francisco. So
we're going to have to let that go, Bill. Thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure having you with us. I think it's such important information. I hope everyone heeds what Bill Sardi has said. Good night. God bless you.
Good night.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly the information you've heard this evening is important. And if you'd like, of course, to get a copy of the tape or CD of this program, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. I encourage you to go to Bill Sardi's website and read what he has to say and look up the scientific studies. If this is really true, why isn't everybody taking a vitamin D supplement? And the reason is because there really is an agenda out there. If you are one of the regular subscribers of Radio Liberty, you're going to get a copy of the Fitzgerald Report this month. It was actually entered in the congressional record in August of 1953 by one of the senators there, a friend of Charles, Senator Charles Tobey, who had died before this report was actually entered in the congressional record. But it was compiled by a man named Fitzgerald, who actually worked for the Senator Tobey's Senate Committee on Interstate Commerce. It's about how they were suppressing treatments for cancer at that time. This is 54 years ago. They were suppressing treatments for cancer. You'll want to get our entire letter because we simply quote the former director of medical director of Planned Parenthood saying, in 1969, we have treatments for cancer, and we're going to keep them locked away at the Rockefeller Foundation, maybe until sometime in the future, but there are too many people in the world. They're going to have to die of something. And people say nobody could be that crass or cruel and indifferent to human suffering. Cancer is a terrible disease. But you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, there really are people who have a different world view because they worship a different God. Well, if you do not, of course, subscribe to our newsletter and like a copy of our January newsletter, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Or, if you have a computer, we'll have it posted up on the webpage there in probably about a week. That's the January Radio Liberty newsletter. Nobody that I know has ever been able to find a copy of the Fitzgerald report, and it's been effectively suppressed for many years. We have it. We put it up. We want you to have it. Even the National Health Federation, when I called them to try to get a copy of the Fitzgerald report, told me they were unable to get a copy. I wonder why. Well, when you read it, of course, you'll understand why. And then you'll understand why so much of the information about maintaining good health is unavailable through regular channels. Well, we've got some great new four-tape sets. We've got a four-tape set of my interviews with Dr. Blaylock from last year and the wisdom of Dr. Blaylock. Then we have a four-tape set with Dr. Blaylock, Life-Saving Secrets. And we'll be putting together four-tape sets with Bill Sardi. We want you to have his information as well. And then, of course, we carry the book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Blaylock, his book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, and then, of course, his book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. And ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning our people. They know exactly what they're doing, but they do not want you to know that. If you have material on autism, if you have not got our material on mercury, we have four tape sets on that. Our DVDs on mercury, our VHS video on the influenza vaccine. Why are they giving the influenza vaccine that's loaded with thimerosal? Why? Because it destroys the mind, but it has an effect on fertility. And it's all about population control. We hope you'll go to our website, order my video, the planned population reduction, or, of course, the one on population control. Get the four-tape set. Got my population control agenda monograph. It's all available at Radio Liberty. Understand there are people who have a different worldview. They're the elite. And, of course, they want to control the world. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for